Thank you for joining us on History FM Radio on liveparanormal.com and history.fm. From paranormal to the unexplained history, it all happens here. Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in live interactive chat 24/7 with our radio show hosts and other like-minded people on www.liveparanormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by full interactive media. Stop by now and join in on the fun.
Welcome to Scanning the Frequency.
Hey, cuz.
Howdy.
So what's going on? What's going on in this wacky world this week?
We're simulcasting live on babyandtreyhand.com/radio. There you go. That's
awesome. Yeah. All right, we're simulcasting. Now, how has everybody's week been? It's been good, I guess, but what kind of craziness is going on? What should we discuss tonight? What do you think?
Well, let's talk about haunted dolls.
Yes, let's talk about haunted dolls. Okay, we can do that. Dave, you want to talk about haunted dolls?
I don't like haunted dolls.
You don't like haunted dolls? Why not?
No, I don't care. I like them. They don't seem to bother me much.
Okay, but they seem to bother my son very much. Okay, you know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, because it's strange.
Well, we have a story. I'm trying to try right now to get my son to call in if I can get a hold of him so he can tell the story himself, okay, if he's able to, because this is a very weird story.
It started a long time ago, I guess, when he bought the doll.
Well, he went to this place called the morgue, okay?
It's not a death place. It's
No, it's not a death place.
It's a retail store. So.
Not a real morgue.
No.
Okay. So we're like, no. Okay. So it's not, okay, now see, I'm, you know what I mean? I'm on fence about this stuff, okay? So I'm going to tell you, if I can get him to call in, I'm going to text him right now. But in other words, he bought a doll. He's better at telling me because it's his story, you know what I mean? But
yeah.
So him and his friend Joe, they went to the morgue to see what they had in there, okay? And they saw this little haunted Raggedy Ann doll. Like, it's about, I don't know, 5-6 inches big. Dave, do you think that's about it?
6 inches.
Annabelle wannabe.
But it's in this, like, the way it, the clothes it's wearing is, it's weird because it's like, it looks old. You know, it's really old.
The story was that the doll came from an asylum somewhere.
Yeah.
Obviously up here in Pennsylvania.
No. There's no PIN number. Hold on. He's ready to call in. No, hold in that number.
What's the number?
There's no. Oh, God, hold on. All right, wait. Okay, give me 1 second here. Keep talking, and you can give it.
Yeah.
The doll was apparently picked up from an asylum somewhere, supposedly was haunted by something negative, apparently had already been blessed by a priest and then sealed in a box, and then the guy from the morgue, who owns this retail thing of weird, eclectic items, sold it as a haunted doll.
Oh, wow.
Mikey, who was driving around with a friend of his, decided to stop somewhere and open the box. As Chip will do.
Yep. He wanted to open the box. Okay? That's what he wanted to do. He wanted to open the box. All right?
Yeah.
So, okay, he did. And from that moment, he's trying to call in now, so give it a second. But from
okay,
that
yeah,
moment
we'll let,
on,
we'll let him. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, he keeps saying they're asking him for a host, and I give him the guest. It's telling him to put a pin in. All right, call me. I'm going to have to slip out of here for a second. Call me.
He can host, too. Yeah,
it's all right. I'm going to. Yeah, but they're asking for a pin. That's weird. That's
yeah.
The guest number I gave him. All right, hold on. I'm going to be right back. All right, chill out. I feel like we got out of here, Monday.
David, we can also touch base on Robert.
Hello, you all here? Mike?
Yeah, how do I get in?
Cousin Baby is on the line.
Mikey!
All right, you got you on the line now. It worked. Okay.
Hey, you got it working. Right on.
Yeah, we got it working right now. We were just discussing, but we don't want to go too much detail. Tell us the story about the doll. Where are you at home?
I'm by myself.
Where are you?
Andrew and Alexis are getting a new car right now.
Okay. Well, tell us a little about the doll.
We got it from the morgue.
Okay.
It was from an insane asylum. We opened the box. Weird shit started happening.
Like what?
It's been lost for like a year. And then the ghost box let us do it.
Oh, well, we'll go into a little bit of detail about that, okay? So the box and a pendulum, in when we went over Andrew and Alexis's house, you were wondering where that doll was, right? But tell us some of the crazy shit that happened.
When we first opened the box, me and Joe, whispers started coming out of my car speakers. We'd have it sitting on the couch. We'd look away. It'd be turned towards us.
Yes.
So it moved on its own.
Yeah.
It had
There's
voices that came from out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And what else? Tell us about the accident, almost.
Oh, yeah. Whenever we'd mention it or have it in the car, we'd almost get into an accident. Gladly, Andrew was driving.
Okay. And then how'd it get lost?
Alexis's stepdad rubbed it on its ass and it just disappeared.
Oh my god. What do you think of all
this?
Yeah.
How?
Okay.
How cool.
So that would do it. And then it
I guess that's one way to do it.
Yeah.
Then it vanished for a year.
Until
yeah.
the other day. So that's not an interesting story. When is Andrew and Alexis gonna be home?
I don't know yet.
What's that? Oh, they're getting a new car? That's nice. That's good. Where'd it go? I go.
Oh, I don't know, but they're getting a 2015 Volkswagen.
Oh, okay. Cool. Okay.
Good vehicle.
Yep, that'll work. So
yeah, the other night, we went over to do just a minor box check over at their house. And they were wondering where the doll was. And the box, no voices that came through the box were specific on anything until I used Lisa's pendulum necklace.
My necklace. It's literally my necklace with my
– Yeah, it's an actual pendulum.
Yep.
I wasn't even – I'd never even heard the box once I started tuning into the pendulum myself. I was tuned in. I was talking to the pendulum. I was getting yes responses when I asked if it was in a certain room. And as soon as I got a response to the pendulum, apparently the box itself gave the same response.
And Mikey can concur that, right?
Yeah, they did.
Mm-hmm. And then what happened?
So then, because we located the room, and we went down to the basement to try to find it, I just asked the pendulum one more time to give a hard swing in the direction where that doll was hiding in that room. And it did. I don't even think it was 2 minutes later when the girl found it stuffed way back in a corner on the floor behind a bunch of storage tape.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So there you – and then they brought it out and everybody freaked out. But we're going to –
There you go. At least you found the damn thing.
Yeah, it's out of the house right now with a minor blessing, and I did – it's covered in salt right now, packed in some salt.
And in a bag. And we got a box for it.
Yeah, I still have to go and remove it from the and put it into a box, use some sage and some Palo Santo wood to try to purify it a little bit more so that whatever's around it isn't able to affect anybody again.
Hey, the moment you guys found that, did y'all get a really negative vibe off of it?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
They did, but I didn't.
That's who I was referring to. I was talking about Mikey.
Okay, Mike did.
Mike did,
yeah.
And that's the thing. He didn't even.
Yeah.
He wasn't even holding the doll. I did.
Uh-huh.
I was holding
okay.
it.
Yeah.
Oh, you were holding. Oh, okay. I see.
And because I was the one who removed that doll from the house, if anything, if anyone was to be affected, it should have been me because I removed it from where it felt safe and hidden.
Oh, I thought the girl removed it and you were holding the pendulum. I'm sorry. I misunderstood.
Oh, no,
she did.
She picked it up. She retrieved it, and then I took it from her.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And then nobody else touched it afterwards. I just took it out, and I did a small blessing outside.
I got you. Okay.
But apparently the whole time I was outside, the box, the spirits were talking, and there was something laughing, and they were saying.
Yeah, remember, and crying. Remember, Mikey?
Yeah.
That's some gnarly shit. Gnarly-ass shit there.
Whimpering, crying, and then started laughing.
Oh, no. And now you don't hear that.
And then Lisa's guide started saying, tell David to come back in because it was a trick.
Yep.
Mm.
Yes, exactly. Yep. That is it. Mike, you heard that one, right, Mike?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And every time we have asked through the Frank's box what is attached, the consistent answer is that it's inhuman.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
What
that sounds like something Walter would say, too.
Yeah, he did. He ran away. You know? And we also went to the fort as well this week.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep. But this is all... Yeah.
What's your take on that, baby?
Yeah, what do you think?
Oh, well, yeah, thank you for asking, since I was the only one not there, apparently. What do I think about that? And then I'll share a little bit of what I can of a private story. I'll give you a little, you know, what I usually do. But I 7 years ago, I wouldn't have believed that dolls could have attachments. So I'll go ahead and get I'll get that out there first.
Me either.
but in light of what happened to me at a private, I have changed my mind about that exponentially, and I believe that y'all were meant to find it, and it was meant to be lost for that amount of time for some damn reason. So I don't know why I get that feeling from it, but I think. My personal opinion is that you need to find a way to shut that thing off from everybody if it's got some negative fucking vibes going on. You don't want that shit floating around.
Yeah, no, I've got a plan for that.
Yeah.
I've got my sage. I've got the
pull up.
There you go.
Red twine.
Bro, you hear me?
What?
Yeah, I can hear you.
You hear me?
Yeah.
I hear you. Do you hear us?
This is why I don't talk about it.
Why?
Huh? Why?
Because I just heard a very loud bang come from upstairs.
Oh.
And nobody's here except for me.
Oh, I'd be going the fuck off, dude. Tell them. I mean, let me tell you, this is what I do. When that shit happens, you go up there and you say, you're not allowed to be here. This is my place. I'm alive. You're gone. You need to get the hell on up out of here.
Well, usually when I try that with that thing, it does not work. Yeah.
What happened?
I'm just going to go sit outside.
No, don't go sit outside. Oh, wow, this is intense.
Yeah.
I
tell it to find the light,
I'm horrified of this thing.
Yeah.
Okay, let us know why.
Because it's fucking crazy.
Okay. It really is? I mean, like, you really have to feel outside.
Somewhat better.
Okay. Them in the house?
This isn't where y'all are moving, right?
No.
No.
I'm glad to hear that.
You can see this now.
Mike's like, hey, look, man. Mike be like, fuck this.
I know.
Uh-huh. No, you don't understand, Mike. The shit.
No, go ahead. Okay. Tell me.
So what happened with the doll when we got it? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I can hear you fine.
Much better now. You're in a car, aren't you?
Yeah. Like, I'm actually driving down the street. I'm with it by myself. It's just wrapped in a bag in the garage. But no, like, shit would happen. Like, when we first opened it, we would have dreams about it. Me and Joe had the same dream about it, like, I don't know, burning the house down or some shit. It would show up in Angie's room, which is all the way upstairs.
it'd be sitting on top of the shelves just randomly.
So the doll itself would move.
Yeah.
Which basically is...
If
there was nobody else in the house,
right,
and the doll moved, then that's just purely application.
Right.
So, in my case,
yeah,
it was a porcelain doll. This is a Raggedy Ann type doll, right?
Right. It's all cloth, cloth and stuff.
Okay.
Yep.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
What happened with your porcelain doll? Mikey hated my porcelain doll. Done. Fabian.
Yeah,
what?
I'm sorry. I thought you were talking to Mikey. I'm sorry.
No, I was talking to you. What happened with the porcelain doll?
Oh, well, I can't tell you everything about it. It was private. You know what I'm saying?
Okay,
but
well,
the only reason I brought it up is because I'm dancing around, you know, the information.
Well, sure.
He was on a private investigation and encountered a haunted doll. Was made to believe the doll was haunted.
It was a porcelain doll from the 1800s. I'll give you that.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Oh, Lord.
And
oh,
it without even feeling anything from this fucking thing, it had the face to make you like, man, boy, if that thing wasn't haunted, it should be, but it was, so. But, I mean,
yeah,
it had that look, man. You know, this is one of them dolls you can't put in a room with you, and you're trying to sleep or something, you know. It's just like, no matter how you look at it, it's staring at you. It doesn't matter how you turn your head, that
yeah,
motherfucker's looking that's, right at you.
That's exactly how the doll was with me.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I didn't believe none of that several years ago, but I do now. What is it? Okay, Lisa, let me shoot
what?
You a question, because
sure,
I'm really curious. Why do you think inhuman or human, whatever you think it is, why the hell
yeah,
do you think it attached itself to that doll? You have any idea? Or did the
it
bomb
was in
or
an
anything?
What?
It was in Pennhurst.
Oh,
that's
fucking
was,
hell.
That's
oh, bloody hell. Good gurgly God.
It's a local place that happened, and they said it was from
oh,
local
asylum.
Oh, man.
A local asylum was where it was found, and the one that's local here
is Pennhurst.
Is Pennhurst.
Yeah.
And it's not.
Is that,
yeah,
is that
so,
Spring City? Spring City area?
Yeah, that's Spring
City. Yep.
Where did the more
yeah,
used to be, Mikey, before they moved
I used to run through there years ago.
Oh, yeah. Mike,
yeah, I used to
yeah,
run through there. I always wanted to go, but I was working.
Oh, I love
driving an 18-wheeler. Never got to stop
yeah,
in, man.
I
don't
yeah,
know if I wanted to go with all this shit going on, though.
No. There's a lot out of here, apparently. No, Mikey, where was the morgue located prior to being where it is now?
It was in, what the fuck is it called? Coventry.
How far is that from Pennhurst?
Not far. It's in Pottstown.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not
at
far at all. Okay. That would make
okay,
even more sense then. Okay.
So, my impression would simply be, if it came from Pennhurst, knowing
yeah,
the pain and torment that those people had to endure
yeah,
at that facility, all of that
yeah,
anger, all of that anguish, all of that pain.
That explains the crying.
The crying. Every single
yeah,
emotion that person felt who
that
had that
children,
doll wouldn't have had to been a child's doll.
No,
remember,
the
these,
from the
right, but you remember, these were all patients who had mental disabilities.
Right. That's
so
true.
They were all
yeah,
mental children.
Right, okay.
So
hey,
all
no,
of that, all of those emotions transferred into that doll.
Yes, that's what I was
and
thinking
then,
as you were saying that.
And,
yep,
and,
yep,
on,
cut,
on,
yep,
and on top of that,
yeah,
all of the anger for not being heard correctly in life.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Cuz, what do you think about that?
Look at you, David. That's pretty damn impressive.
I know. That's what I was just thinking. I was just
yeah,
he's a fucking paranormal scholar, man. What the hell? Right on, brother.
Yeah. I'm just sitting here like, yeah, let me run the box, man. I don't know. But what? But Mikey, you always have Walter. You know that, right?
Yeah.
You could go back in the house. You're safe. The doll's not in there. And if there's a spirit in there fucking with you, you could just call for Walter.
Or Max.
Or William.
Yeah.
Or it could be Max messing with you, too.
It could be Max fucking with me.
Yep, it sure could be, but you got to make sure you call Norman Walters so they can mess up. Just call Walters. Go for Walters. You know what I mean? And you know he'll be there, all right? So you ain't got nothing to worry about. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. What do you think, cuz? I mean, I'm looking at things a little differently. I mean, we have a new – you know they never found the pieces, so see they shot down the other one? By the way, from last week? Yeah.
No, I haven't been keeping up with it.
I've been trying to, but it's been, like, sporadic, you know?
Yeah. Can't blink anymore without something else going on. This shit's getting annoying.
Oh, my God. What do you think about those things, Mikey?
About what?
The things that
they... The objects that the military...
The UFOs they saw in the sky that they shot down.
Right. That they can't locate on the ground once they shot them down.
Well, yeah, I think it's UFOs. Aliens, probably, so.
Yeah, I mean, after... Well, you could be talking...
I doubt that they didn't find them, though.
Yeah, I doubt that, too. Yeah, I kind of have a doubt, too.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I shot it down, and there was one small video leaked out of the one that was shot down over by Alaska on top of the frozen water.
I felt like we were in a video game when I saw this thing.
I mean, this was pretty wild looking, and if it was real video, if some civilian tracked it with a satellite and could pinpoint the location,
yeah,
you know the military did. Why aren't we hearing more about that?
Yeah.
Good question.
Yeah. What do you think?
That's a good question.
Yep. Now, Mikey, what? Remember when you saw the UFO? You don't have to be all shy about this. You know what we thought, okay? Do you remember when we first saw the object, how it looked like a plane on fire?
Yeah.
It was like a comet, and then it stopped and changed and dropped whatever in that field around it, right? Became what we saw. If they could do all that, why would they send in octagon pieces?
Why would they send in what?
Well, they shot down the octagon, maybe to see how we receive them.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. But what we saw was there, okay? And it spent time above our heads, so we know, you know what I mean? We know about, we know what we saw, we know what it was, we have photos of it, okay? And I think, I'm going to be honest, we got the best photos than anybody ever taken. It looks like nothing anyone's ever seen. All right, but well, after that night, I mean, like, you know, you keep your eyes on the sky, right? We did, then you saw another UFO with dumbass, your dad, right?
Yeah.
What did that look like?
It was just a black triangle. All the lights were off. It was very low. It was a black triangle with, like, three lights on the side that were off and a big hole that was in the middle of it.
I've seen those before.
Is it a drone?
No. I've seen other images of those. Pretty large.
Was it big?
Big triangular ship
with
a hole through the center, which is basically, I think, where they're anti-gravity.
Well, no, I heard that hole. It was like a, Are you a Yui?
Right. But, yeah, I've seen this.
I took a video.
You did? You saw
but it didn't come in the video. No, it didn't come
in. Oh, it never comes out. That's why I chose to take pictures that day with us. That's exactly why I chose to take pictures and steady my hand while I did it. Yeah. The videos, it came out like you couldn't see because it was dark, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. What about you, cuz? No, you never. I don't think Fabian ever saw a UFO.
I don't think so.
No, I ain't never seen one. I don't want to either.
What? Why?
I saw one on the movie screen in 1982.
Well, there you go.
Wait,
he had a glowing finger. He had an extra testicle.
Oh.
E.T.
The extra testicle. A.S.A. Hey, he's got an extra testicle.
Oh, no, wait. What do you have to comment back?
What?
You have nothing to comment back with
that?
Yep.
No.
I am not touching that one.
You're not going to touch all three?
No.
A.S.A. Hey, puto.
Hey, come on.
my God.
I grew up in South Texas. I had a lot of great Mexican friends.
He said that's the goal.
Damn, I thought Mikey was losing his shit. What the fuck's that?
Oh, Mikey got the blame.
Sorry, Mike. You got caught up in the crossfire on that one.
Damn, you're going to call that Norristown chicken spirit.
Oh, my God.
Bring that some bitch back.
Wait.
Hey, Mikey hasn't heard that chicken. Hey, play the Norristown chicken, yeah.
You got it. Ready, Mikey?
I made this for your mom, Mikey. Yeah. I made this for your mom. You got to hear this shit.
I swear to God. I will find it. It is up higher. Where
it's in there.
Looked,
it's definitely.
Yeah,
I would not.
We've got a whole bunch of. We got alien farts, Mikey.
No, that's stupid. Don't play that one. That's dumb as shit.
Wait. We've got Mikey in here. You know that, right? We got Mikey in here.
Oh, yeah. We got a bunch of sell this. We got, Needle in a Haystack.
Sound. Yes, we do. Yeah. And we have Fresh Air. We have Fairy Tale. We have Die Young. We have Thoughts in Our Mind. We have this.
We have.
The Norristown chicken, bitch. You better run for the hills. On the streets of Norristown, we have a new player. Chicken Boo, move over. It's Chicken Bitch. Where dogs, cats, and other chickens fear to tread. The Norristown chicken bitch. You better run for the hills, cause you're about to get your ass spurred. The animals were hurt in the making of this audio.
Oh no, that's not the one that we got. That's not the right word. I forgot. I made it. No. Get the one with the Blog Talk Radio that Mikey was just talking to.
Yeah,
Blog Talk Radio lady.
It doesn't want to let me. Hold on. Wait, Blog Talk. What's it called?
It should be Blog Talk Lady Norristown Chicken or some shit like that.
Well, I found it.
Talk Radio.
There you go.
Oh my God, Lisa sicked her fucking Norristown chicken on me. It is trying to peck my eyes out. How in the hell am I supposed to announce the Blog Talk countdown if I cannot see the damn countdown clock? Lisa! Get your damn chicken off of me right now.
So Mikey, you see we lost it, right?
Yeah.
What do you do, hang up?
Dude, did you see that Norristown chicken hanging on the corner by Selma? No, I'm serious. On Hamilton?
Yeah.
You did, right? Shutting down the street?
I made a whole skit out of it.
Uh-huh.
About 4 months ago.
Well, the first time I seen that chicken, I tried to take the chicken back in the yard because I was like, oh, the chicken's going to get run over. And then as soon as I got close to it, it picked up its butt and strutted back through the bushes and went back in the yard. Okay? Yes, that's what happened. And this is why the Norristown chicken has got the Norristown chicken name. Yes. And I would hear the roosters going, crowing at 4 p.m., not a.m., 4 p.m. in the afternoon every day, you know?
Except weekends and holidays, yeah.
Yeah. So.
And twice on Sunday.
Yeah,
hey, Mikey, I wanted to tell you, you guys were awesome.
Yes.
You did a great job.
Thank you.
You're doing amazing work,
sure,
man.
Did.
Keep on shredding it, man.
What? You're going to go back in July, right? Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to be playing again at the gym, and hopefully you'll be playing a lot more places soon. You never know, child.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I know.
you know?
Oh, build a rapport with the gym. Once you do that, man, you'll start going places. People will be in there. They'll be listening.
Yes,
talent scouts and stuff like that. They'll be coming in and out.
And a shout-out to the other band, Device. And
Device with an X.
D-E-V-I.
Device.
D-E-V-I.
And Wallweed.
Wallweed. And, I can't forget, Pimp Fried.
Yep.
I wish you could, but I can't forget.
Did anybody get videos of Pimp Fried Rice?
No.
No, but you're making me hungry.
You know, pimp out that fried rice.
I'm on a low carb diet, man.
Oh shit! Oh my god!
I'm a fat ass. I gotta go on a diet.
Definitely need that pimped out fried rice.
Yeah, I mean, nobody, because I had to save my phone. You know, I wanted to record the other band too, but I couldn't. You know.
I unfortunately didn't even get a video of Wallweed or Device.
I know. I wish I could have gotten Wallweed.
Device, I'll tell you what, they're pretty good for the death metal they play.
Yeah, they sound like Slayer with a twist.
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
That's my kind of music, man.
Slayer.
That's my kind of music.
Slipknot type.
Slipknot. We got to get them too for you so you can play some of them. And Wallweed rock. They were really good.
Wallweed was pretty good.
I really like them.
For being a two-member band right now, because their third decided to go to England to get educated.
Yeah, their bass player went to London.
To get it.
To get an education.
Yeah.
Great.
So, but that, and the other band, they were only 16, but Mikey kicked ass.
Oh, Mikey was awesome.
They kicked it. Mikey, Joey, and Andrew. We're going to shout out to Big Andrew, all right? And
Big Drew Mike.
And I'll tell you what, and Mikey, I don't know if you know this, but Andrew's mom. What? God, she was sitting by me. We were talking like originally, and we both looked at each other and almost cried because you were both up
there. Really?
Yeah. Yep. And I went over and I said, "That's our boys." She said, "I know. I'm proud." So,
you got Joey, Big D.
Y'all connected, man. Y'all connected.
Michael P.S. Terrio.
Michael P.S.
Terrio. Purely.
Oh.
That
was weird.
And the Big Drew Meister.
Andrew. Yep. Yeah, Andrew. The Drew Meister. That's cool. I like that name. The Drew Meister. But, Fabian, I wish you could have been there. I couldn't do the Facebook because John told me he kept buffering.
What the fuck?
Oh, no, but, hey, you know what? You sent me that Friday, and I was actually...
Oh, yeah, I'm not going in. I'm not fucking going in now.
What happened?
Nope. I was about to go in the driveway, and their upstairs window, the light's on, and I just saw somebody fucking standing there, and I am not going back over there now.
Hey,
is anybody home?
Nope, nobody's home.
Be careful, dude.
You just saw somebody standing in the window up there?
Yep, in the doorway.
What did they look like? Did you see a shadow form, a male, female, what?
I don't know. It was definitely
maybe
a guy.
Walter. Maybe it's Walter. William.
No, it looked like they had a...
What?
Squatter or something.
Yeah.
What did it look like? It
looked like they had a ripped leather jacket on.
A ripped leather jacket? Yeah. You saw that clear?
Yep.
Holy crap, like ripped up?
Yeah.
Like a motorcycle accident? Oh, shit. Maybe?
So.
You know how they, right? Fabian, what happens with the motorcycle accidents, right?
Yeah, I've actually had one, encountered one in a slow construction zone. My first time I ever seen a spirit face-to-face was a motorcycle accident.
What happened?
As a victim, it came right through part of the car as we went through the construction zone, and my wife has never seen one, and it scared the living fuck out of her.
Oh, wow, it did? What happened?
Well, apparently, I don't know. It looked like Matt Dillon from The Outsiders. It looked like it had been, it's just like, it was transparent, you know what I'm saying? You could kind of see through it a little bit. And then it just like, totally, it got like right past the windshield and just vanished. It was amazing.
Was it at the scene?
I don't know, but it was a long time ago. I guarantee you that, because the picture, the face, and the way it looked, and this was at night, but I got a good look. It was wearing what would have been a white T-shirt and something dark around it, like a vest or something. So, but I imagine it was someone who is probably a residual. It was just stuck there, and we were going through it as it did its recycle or what the fuck ever, you know.
Oh, yeah, right. It could have been. Mikey.
But, Mikey, in your case, Mikey, you don't think anybody's hiding up there in the attic, do you?
That's what kind of worries me, because, like, we don't have a key. We don't have a key at the house. So we have to either unlock them or not there.
Yeah.
And also the basement door is, like, open.
Because I'll pull it from the paranormal for a minute and tell you to be very careful. There could be some human up there, and that wouldn't be good for you guys. So you handle it how you think's best.
Mikey, I don't think did it look see through? Did it look solid? Did you see complexion?
It looked solid.
Like a real human?
Yeah.
Homeless, possibly wearing a tattered jacket. Lisa and David, how close are y'all to him?
We're all the way in. We're with King of Pressure. We're not teachers, Bob, but we have no vehicle right now, so we can't get nowhere.
Oh, man, that sucks.
Yeah, but he's...
Yeah, Mikey called somebody.
What time?
Okay, Mikey's got a motor.
He's got a car.
They're still waiting for their car.
They're waiting. Where are they waiting? On a dealership?
I mean, I could come to you guys, but I don't have anybody like that.
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm just contact them. I don't... For some reason, did Max wear leather jacket?
I've never seen Max wear a leather jacket.
You don't have no gas?
That was...
No.
Not really.
Did you have Venmo?
I had Venmo, but it's frozen.
Oh, great.
Yep.
Well, I'd send you $25 to help you out, man.
What the hell?
The only thing I have right now is Chime and Cash App.
Yeah, I'm driving too, and I don't have either. I got rid of Cash App. I heard too much stuff about it, so I got rid of it. But
I did too.
No, sorry, man. Careful, man. I definitely probably do what you want. It's up to you.
Could it be one of your friends fucking with you up there?
Oh, he'd be getting his ass kicked, I bet.
No.
It was too buff. They were too buff to be anybody I fucking know.
Buff?
Yeah.
Big? You're seriously big?
Well, not big, big. No, I kind of just saw the shoulder and the leg. That's all I really saw.
And what was he wearing on legs?
It was like black pants or something.
Okay, go back and make sure you're not seeing a curtain or something in the window. Go look again.
You sure you want him to do that?
Just to,
well, I mean,
so
I'm not.
As long as you don't get out of the car, you'll be fine.
Yeah.
Are you in the car?
Yeah, I'll drive back real quick.
I can't wait till y'all get that place, man. That shit's getting on my nerves.
You guys need something solid, man. Yep. This is insane. I mean, we're talking about the doll, but all of a sudden he's... See something in the window of the house, but
but I'm telling you, there's a lot more homeless going on too. I'm trying to think of the practical. As an investigator, we always try to debunk it as whatever's real, and there could be something real going on.
That's why.
Because that was weird. Remember when I left? I heard the banging coming from upstairs.
That would have
been that room.
So maybe that's a spirit there too, though. I mean, do you think?
Yeah, it could be. I mean, it could be.
Is that the room you heard the other shit in last time?
Wish this show got real serious real quick.
Yeah. I mean, that's usually where I hear shit from at night.
Oh, you do at night? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, wonderful.
So that room may be... Who lived there before?
I don't know.
Was it Alexis's family?
Yeah, I think Alexis's mom had that before her dad passed away, which is like more than 13 years ago.
Oh, shit, Mikey.
Oh, wow.
It's not her dad.
How did he die?
He died in the war.
In the war, right?
Yeah.
Jacket.
What was his,
Maybe, could it have been military?
No, he wasn't that buff either. He was skinny as shit like Alexis.
Okay, all right.
Kind of. Actually?
Do you think it could have been him? Isn't he?
I don't know.
I don't know, but if you go up there tomorrow and during the daylight, y'all go up there and you find nothing, then you'll know.
Yeah. I mean,
but
yeah,
right now, you don't. That's the problem. You have no idea whether or not that's a real person.
I might. The doll's in the garage.
Where's the dog? It's in the crate right now. It's in the crate? How about you leave him up and take him upstairs?
I was going to wait for Andrew. Andrew has a gun.
There you go. Never mind. That's what you need. On
that curio cabinet in the corner in the living room, there's a knife on top of that.
Yeah, but knife didn't
use
the dog. He said you have a pit bull, so you know what I mean?
Oh, hell, pit bull. Get that pit bull. Even though he's only a year old, pit bull will take care of it real fast.
But did you text them?
No, not yet.
All right, you've got to let them know, okay? But so I wouldn't be afraid because I just got this vibe that it's not, I don't know. I don't know why, you know? You know what you can do? You can get out of the car with us on the phone and walk around to the back and make sure the door is closed.
I ain't fucking doing that.
Okay.
I ain't walking. I ain't walking in that creepy-ass backyard by myself.
Hey, you're doing the right thing. My opinion is you stay where you're at till you got numbers.
Yeah.
The backyard.
I may be white. But I'm not going to act white.
It's a wood.
No, it's a field.
I know, but there's wood behind the field.
Yeah.
There's woods behind the field, but the backyard of the house has like a horse barn in it. It can be set up for animals.
Yeah.
A small horse or something like that. It's big.
All right. So, but you're still sitting in the car and you were tired.
What?
You were still sitting in the car now? Catch them and find out what time they're coming home.
They don't know because they're detailing it right now.
Oh, okay. They're almost ready. Okay. That only take a few minutes. So they're detailing it, so they're ready. They got their new car being detailed. They're ready. Yeah. So it shall be soon. How far away are they?
I don't know.
Okay. So what's your new song list going to be, Mikey?
No, I don't know. Something.
Yeah, he's like, I don't know. Because I'm looking out the window, I don't know.
I'm about to drive by again.
Where are you, parked down the street or something?
No, I was just driving.
Okay. Oh, shit.
Even though I have, like, no gas.
Oh, my God.
I mean,
that'll be your next problem.
Yep, that'll be the next problem. So stick close to the house. You got door locked, so don't worry too much.
I can't tell you how many times I've run out of gas when I was younger.
Something. Yeah.
Yep. Oh, my God. Sweetheart.
Broken gas gauges and shit.
Oh, my God. Never running out of gas and stuff? That was always fun, wasn't it? Run out of gas.
Not even when I was a young, healthy man, I hated walking to the damn gas station.
I know, with the gas can, right? Uh-huh.
Yep.
Yep.
Or whatever I could frickin' find sometimes.
Mikey, you could just park outside because you can see if there's any movement coming out of the house. You know that. You park in the driveway?
That's what I was going to do.
Okay, just do that. Park in the driveway because you can always back up and get out.
Hey, maybe you can kind of get this thing on film if you want to. You could, like, do your camera video if you want to document it. In case tomorrow you guys maybe go up there and you caught this thing. It's up to you, man. You do
what you think you need to do. Well, you might be working, but we could do it Wednesday, you know?
That's if I don't call up tomorrow.
Huh?
That's if I don't call up.
Okay, gotcha.
Well, this is wild. All this is happening live.
This is happening live.
Mikey's having an issue, guys, so.
Yep.
So we don't know what's going on, but I'm sure he will find out.
Yep.
I mean, that thing trying to scare you to get out of the house is trying to get your attention if it's not
nah,
you.
I don't know, man.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's
I mean, if it ain't somebody who's really, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, that's really, it's really crazy. But when you think about it, I wanted more, I wish you could have told me more detail. What do you see now?
Oh, you know what?
It's a
I think it's a door.
All right, yes.
I knew it. I said go back and look, remember before, check and make sure.
Hell yeah. Hey, no, actually, it's a jar. A door is a jar.
The door is a jar.
Yep.
Yeah. See, Mikey?
Groovy, baby.
And the bang, that could have been anything. And it could have even been a raccoon. You know that. You know?
Well, at least you know now,
yeah,
right? Debunked.
Are you all right now?
Boom. Boom. Debunked.
You think it was? Does it look like it was?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's
yeah, I think it was.
It what? Did their clothes hung up on it?
No, it's just a door, I think.
Oh, well, you get. Can you see good?
Yeah.
Okay. The dog's not barking, right? Oh,
no.
Barking.
Mama.
That wasn't the dog? Did you hear a dog?
No.
I heard a dog.
You heard it, right?
Yeah, it was like a little dog.
There's another one.
Oh, so somebody's coughing.
Mike, are you coughing?
What, where the fuck are you hearing dogs?
David.
Wait
David's
a
coughing. David's
no,
coughing.
No, David, nobody's coughing, and we're hearing dogs.
Who the hell's coughing?
No one.
No one.
Okay, so now
I'm
we
sitting
got
in my
dogs.
Car. I'm
oh,
sitting in my
dog.
Car with the windows closed.
And we heard a dog. Maybe it's one of our dogs.
I heard a dog. We've got it.
Yep.
It's on the damn show. We, I heard
yes,
a little
we
small,
have,
like a little white poodle or something, or a terrier.
Or
something.
Was just like a bark.
It
right?
Went.
Yeah, like that.
Yeah. Good
really?
Thing I can do sound effects.
Yes, we both heard it.
Yes. There it is again.
Wait, that's it.
I didn't hear anything.
Is it your vape? Wait, vape, let me see.
No, I just picked my vape up.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not my vape.
All right, that's not it?
No.
Maybe it's Elizabeth.
Next week on Scanning the Frequencies, Ethereal Dogs.
Ghost Dogs.
And door and ghost doors, yeah. There you go.
Ghost dog, wait.
Dogs and doors on Scanning the Frequencies, only on Live Paranormal.
Dogs and doors.
Oh,
and,
and
chicken.
And chicken.
Yeah.
Oh,
you gotta...
my God. That's crazy. Well, that's great. We both
heard it. Oh, no, but that was really great. What a great show because of a door. Oh, yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, it was,
Mike, thank you, Mike. We got to get him on here more often.
No.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
We'll just stick you around in the house and wait. But now,
yeah,
that you know it's, now that you know it's the door, you're
yeah,
in
all seriousness, I'm glad that turned out okay, man.
Out with you, then bring him out with you. Take him for a walk or something.
Yeah.
Use the,
yeah, I might
what
do
the
that.
Hell? I heard it again.
We heard it.
I heard the dog again.
I think you have one of our dogs with you.
Kay, what's up with these dogs barking and shit? What's going on with
yeah, them? I don't hear the dog.
You don't hear it because it sounds like it's not like Elizabeth.
Okay.
When Elizabeth used to get excited, she used to go, rah, rah, rah.
No, I'm dead serious. I'm really
I
am not
know,
kidding.
We both
you.
Hear it.
I'm...
And David just heard it.
What?
I'm serious. You have a dog with you. It's one of our packs. What was that?
That was my phone.
It made noise? It talked?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. So we all heard a dog barking. Okay,
wait.
I come to Fabian because he got booted out. Hold on.
Yes, me.
I know
you got
booted
damn
out.
Damn shit always kicking me. Hi.
That's so great. But that's what it sounded like. Okay.
That's exactly what it sounded like.
Oh, my God, that's nuts. So
that
not
is really
only you
crazy.
Brought, wait, Mikey, you brought a haunted doll, a door, and a dog spirit with you.
No, you got to say it in your New Jersey
yep.
accent. You got dogs and doors, and you got
dogs,
demons.
And dogs and coffee.
You're making fun of me again.
There it is again.
dogs in the corner.
Okay, what's going on with these dogs?
Yeah, I don't even hear a dog.
We did.
That is creepy as shit, actually.
Yeah, it is.
There it is again!
It's, you know what? I think of it as it's one of our dogs. Remember I said, go get the dog, Mikey?
Yeah.
And that's when we started hearing it after that, right?
Right.
So maybe go get the dog.
Was that it?
Huh?
I thought I heard something.
Well, ask the audience, call in. It's 347-202-0316. Did you hear a dog?
Yes.
47-202-0316.
Yep. That was weird. You opening the car door, Mike?
No.
No.
Okay, you're not going in? Why?
No.
It's going to fit in my car.
I'm glad that it was a door.
Yeah.
What's this dog shit? I keep hearing dogs.
So
am I losing my mind?
The Google speaker just came on by itself. Wait, what was
oh,
that?
Oh, lovely.
Hey,
Google.
See,
okay,
said,
Google.
You know what? Yeah, she ain't talking at him.
Hey,
Siri. Siri don't work.
Okay, Alexa.
Are you serious?
No, not Alexa.
What's up, Google?
Yeah, say hey.
Okay, Google.
Sorry, something's not right.
Plunk.
Wait a few minutes.
What do you want, you fucker? What do you want, you fucker?
What the hell?
Yes, David. You asked much.
She's going to go to the Blog Talk Radio, lady.
Your show will end in 15 minutes or something like that. I don't even know.
Your show is about to end in 7 minutes and 42 seconds. Yep.
Here it is, Lisa. That is my dog.
I know.
That was my dog.
You're right, though.
Dog Talk Radio. That's what it is. Dog Talk Radio. Hey! That would be, I'm sure we've had a copyright violation.
Welcome to Dog
Talk If they didn't name their podcast that, they're just stupid. If they like dogs.
I know. Dog Talk Radio. Wait, was that it again?
No.
That wasn't
hey,
it?
Hey, that door is in
hear that?
Mikey.
I did hear what
he was saying.
Mikey.
Is it?
It sounded like somebody with a deep voice talking.
That wasn't me.
No,
I don't have a deep voice.
Oh, my God. We're having paranormal experience.
Oh, wow.
This on
chick on the billboard has really big font on the lettering. Okay.
What? She has big font?
Yeah, she has big font. The chick on the billboard, I'm being nice. But, bam! Truck driver dream, man.
Truck driver dream, man.
Yeah. Hey, I can look at the menu. I just can't order.
What is that?
What?
Do you hear that?
What?
I think I know what it is. Somebody's listening to the show. And we're picking up the feedback. Because I just
not
heard
here.
Myself talk.
No, not here, though.
Not here either.
So no.
Mikey's on the phone.
Let's get Mikey.
Yeah, he's on the phone with us right
now.
Yeah.
That was anyway, because it's weird. We're having, like, spirits. First it's a door, then it's a dog, and then I don't know. Mikey heard a deep voice, right?
Yeah.
Mark
had
a deep voice.
Did he?
Is that dog still in the car with you?
The doll?
Is that doll still next? Okay. The doll. Is the doll in the vehicle with you?
No, it's packed in.
No.
It's bagged and sold.
Oh.
No.
Not Roof Roof. The other thing. Yeah.
Well, you can put away.
Raggedy Ann still there with you?
No, not in his car at all. Not
no.
Oh,
okay, good.
If he's in the driveway, from where he's at least 80 feet away.
Yeah.
Right on.
Yeah, for now, until we can get back to him.
Yeah, I wouldn't drive around with that shit in my car.
Like I said,
right
I did
now.
Salt it, and I did
Yeah, you don't want to.
A blessing prayer over it. Keep sealed in there.
Yep. So, but I know we might, I mean, we could send it to John Zappas. I mean, seriously. You know?
John Zappas is an excellent idea. I would do that.
Yes,
Johnny
I know.
Would
I
definitely, yeah, Johnny would definitely take it.
Yes, he
that
would.
That is his thing.
Again,
that is his thing, man. That
well, I don't
would,
wanna...
That's an excellent idea.
Wait, listen to Mikey. What, Mikey?
I don't
go
want
ahead,
him to take it. I just want him to bless it and put it in a box so I can still have it.
To open it again one day when you
and not be
to?
Affected. Yeah.
One yeah.
Day. What the fuck is that?
You did not just say yeah to my question, did you?
What?
I said you want it to open it again, Mikey? Yeah, I get the idea, too. He said, yeah.
Contact.
Oh, wait.
Contact
we got a call.
David.
Hold on.
Uh-oh,
caller.
Here we go.
Hello. You're
hello?
On the air. Hello.
Hey.
Who's that?
Hey.
Hey.
Yes?
Hey.
What's your name, caller?
My name is Alamina. I call from Texas.
Oh, cool, Vince.
Mike?
What's up?
Mike, is that you?
No?
Well, where are you, Mike?
Right here.
That's you.
No, it's what?
Who's calling? Wait, who's the calling? Name?
They just said they're calling from Texas.
Okay. All right, you sound like you. What do you want to talk about?
Can I say something?
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm out here. The other night, I told my girlfriend to come out the door. And I love her. I respect her. I understand her. You know. She got to get up, go to work early in the morning.
Uh-huh.
I saw an unidentified flying object here.
Oh, wow.
Wicked.
What did it look like?
Well, I got my girlfriend up because I want her to see it, right? And this thing, she thought it was a star, y'all. He did. He thought it was a star or something like that. So I got my girlfriend
up. Oh, my God.
And,
hello? We're almost coming to the end of the show. How about, would you like to come on next week and tell us the whole story?
Yeah, absolutely. Come back and talk to us.
Would you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we'll definitely have you, man.
Mm-hmm.
I'm from Houston, definitely. By the way.
You from Houston? Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, I'm from Houston. Kyle Ride, Austin. Yeah.
You were talking about because you just saw on the news where it just happened.
Well, I
live in Tennessee, but yeah, and I'm on the road, but no, that's mm-hmm. cool, man. I gotta check that out. Thanks for letting us know.
Yes,
hey, come back on.
Do.
Come
we
back on.
We only have 34 seconds left on the show, so
man,
we're gonna have to end this. But you can come back on next week and call us.
Yeah,
my name is Sumblin on Facebook. Oh, you can reach me at A-L-A-M-I-N. I don't even know how to call it. I just know God gave me a freaking last name.
We'll come back and talk to us next week. Everybody, thank you for listening. Thank you for listening tonight.
All right.
On
we
got to
end this, everybody. All right. Good night, all. We got to end this.
Good night.
Good night, all.
We'll call back, okay? All right.
Mom, I'm going to see you soon, yeah. All right.
Later, man. Later.